From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 5th. Coming up, we'll hear about conservation efforts for buffalo. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Despite the ongoing ceasefire in Gaza, local Palestinians say they're afraid President Trump will push to permanently displace the people living there. IPM's May Antar has more.
The president has frequently said Palestinians should relocate to neighboring Egypt and Jordan after their homes were demolished in the war. He repeated the idea during a White House visit from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Du'a al-Dasuki is a local Palestinian and member of Champaign-Urbana Muslim Action Committee. She says those comments are dangerous.
This is ethnic cleansing. This is definition of ethnic cleansing, the removing of a local population. And so as CUMAC, we condemn this to the strongest degree. We oppose it. It's illegal according to international law. It's something that the U.S. cannot and should not participate in.
Al-Dasuki says she and other advocates will continue asking state, local, and federal officials to support the Palestinian community. The second phase of the ceasefire remains under negotiation. May Antar, IPM News.
Illinois schools could be required to keep track of when students are referred to law enforcement agencies. New legislation filed in Springfield yesterday would require the State Board of Education to compile an annual report on how many students are referred to law enforcement and how often that happens. The proposed bill also prohibits school personnel from issuing a, quote, monetary fine, fee, ticket, or citation for minor offenses. The legislation is aimed at preventing students from missing school for administrative hearings and protecting families from debt. Hundreds of red-breasted mergansers have been found either dead or sick over the past few days along Lake Michigan in Chicago. Experts say the H5N1 strain of avian influenza, or bird flu, is to blame. Dr. Emily Landon, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago, says humans and pets can get the bird flu. She recommends avoiding close contact with sick or dead wild birds. Landon says dog owners should keep dogs on a leash to prevent exposure to dead animals or sick animals. Still to come, we'll hear more on conservation efforts for buffalo. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a chance of freezing drizzle or light freezing rain, changing over to rain with a high of 36 degrees and a southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 34 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with author and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David Marinus. He spent his life writing about politics and sports and the ways in which those two subjects often cross. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Bison were slaughtered nearly to extinction in the United States, with just a few hundred remaining by the early 1900s. Conservation efforts over the decades helped the animal rebound. Today, roughly 450,000 plains bison live in the U.S. in national parks, conservation land, and on tribal land, where they are known as buffalo. And as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, more and more tribal groups want to reestablish buffalo herds.
In northern Oklahoma, the Pawnee Nation has long wanted buffalo to return. Jessica Evans remembers her dad hoping for that when she was young.
It's always been an important part of, you know, Tadaha, that's what we are named for bison. That's always been an important part of his identity. He thought that we should have them for a long time, and he's not alone.
Today, Evans is the Pawnee Nation's agriculture land manager and outreach coordinator. She says they're working to clear about 300 acres of land for a herd they hope will arrive this year. And it's no small task.
The answer is a lot of things go into trying to prepare for this because we don't want to make mistakes. This is really important.
Evan says they have been researching, attending trainings, field days, and more to make ready for the buffalo. The Pawnee Nation also joined the Intertribal Buffalo Council. The organization, started in the early 1990s, has more than 80 tribal members. Its goal? To return buffalo to tribal lands.
You know, it's real gratifying to see when we first bring back a herd to a tribe, how excited or emotional to them to finally get buffalo back on their lands.
That's Irvin Carlson, president of the council. Its members manage more than 20,000 buffalo on about 1 million acres. He says the council holds educational events and worker trainings to help more tribes and tribal nations see buffalo return to their land.
Some of the tribes don't have herds yet, but are in the process of doing that, and we help them put together getting ready to have a herd.
The Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma welcomed buffalo back to their land a couple of decades ago with help from the Intertribal Buffalo Council.
Here they go.
Lyle Washington drives a pickup truck into a field where the tribe's herd of just over 30 buffalo roam.
You do it routinely checks, just kind of inspect each and every animal.
Washington is the tribe's agricultural assistant director. He's seen the herd grow to as many as 100 buffalo. Every year, a few animals are processed for the tribe's meat distribution program.
It's real fulfilling in getting to raise and nurture these animals and see them grow and thrive and then be able to bless our tribal members with food, you know, and it's awesome.
While buffalo provided food for many tribes, they're also an integral part of multiple indigenous traditions and spirituality. The Omaha Tribe of Nebraska welcomed buffalo back in the 1980s. Justin McCallney, the director of Wildlife and Parks, says the entire community is involved with the herd.
Just seeing them is a very powerful and moving thing. We look at them as a holy animal. They're hube, you know, holy. So we do our best to take care of them every day. And, you know, in return, even to this day, they still take care of us.
And he says getting to watch each new generation of the tribe interact with the herd is priceless. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Isabella Nieto, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and Anna Pope. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.